Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Daily FX Market News.
June 14, 3:50 America, New York. Resilient UK GDP report keeps pound afloat. Gilt yields in focus. GBP USD maintains its upside as UK GDP remains steadfast ahead of the highly anticipated FOMC announcement later today.
Global economy.
June 14, 3:43 America, New York. Car insurance. Again, our new favorite market makes a strong showing in May's inflation report.
BBC News Business.
June 14, 3:36 America, New York. UK economy grows in April but house market weakens. The economy expanded by 0.2% in April, helped by pubs and bars, but rising borrowing costs hit housing.
Marginal revolution.
June 14, 3:22 America, New York. GDP and temperature shocks. This is perhaps a not entirely welcome result. We use local projections to estimate the cross-country distribution of real GDP per capita growth impulse responses to global and idiosyncratic temperature shocks.
New York Times Business.
June 14, 3 o'clock America, New York. Affordable housing woes paint bleak picture for developers. So many developments have been sidetracked or delayed that some experts expect a production cliff to hit in a year or so, meaning fewer new homes coming onto the market. Marisol Townhomes, an affordable housing project in San Antonio.
Global economy.
June 14, 2:15 America, New York. UK economy returns to growth driven by consumer spending. Services sector helps GDP expand 0.2% in April, but prospect of higher interest rates cloud outlook.
Daily FX Market News.
June 14, 2 o'clock America, New York. Euro gains as the US dollar frets ahead of the Fed after benign CPI. Higher euro, USD? The euro retreated from its peak for the month today as markets digest the implication of US CPI ahead of the Federal Reserve meeting later. If the Fed pauses, will euro, USD rally?
Global economy.
June 14, 1:30 America, New York. Inflation's descent will be hard, too. And how much to worry about falling earnings?
BBC News Business.
June 14, 1:28 America, New York. Dylan Mulvaney, Bud Light loses top spot in US after boycott. Some drinkers boycotted the brand after the firm partnered with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney.
Marginal revolution.
June 14, 1:08 America, New York. Germany poll fact of the day. In Germany, the far-right party Alternative for Germany, AfD party is gaining popularity, with a recent poll putting it in second place, ahead of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's SPD.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 14, 001 America, New York. The cheaper weight loss alternative riding the Ozempic wave. Researchers warn that studies linking the berberine supplement, dubbed Nature's Ozempic, to weight loss are limited.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 14, 001 America, New York. Pricey hurdle before the wedding, a splashy proposal. South Koreans like to pop the question in a fancy hotel suite, with a new designer handbag to mark the occasion.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 14, 001 America, New York. Stock market to Fed. You haven't done enough. Bullish stocks, low bond yields, and a recovering housing market suggest interest rates aren't that restrictive, frustrating the central bank's efforts to cool inflation.
New York Times Business. June 14, 001 America, New York. Generative AI can add $4.4 trillion in value to global economy, study says. The report from McKinsey comes as a debate rages over the potential economic effects of AI-powered chatbots on labor and the economy. A robot that can speak and answer questions at a technology fair in Germany in April.
BBC News Business.
June 13, 2354 America, New York. Instant Brands, Pyrex and Instant Potmaker files for bankruptcy. Instant Brands blames falling consumer demand and rising interest rates for its financial problems. Daily FX Market News.
June 13, 2300 America, New York. Cooling U.S. inflation provides room for Fed's wait and see. Silver, Hang Seng Index, GBP, USD. Further cooling in U.S. inflation reflects some degree of success in policy moves thus far and provides room for the Fed to put on some weight and see at the upcoming FOMC meeting.
New York Times Business.
June 13, 1745 America New York, Labor Board, reversing Trump-era ruling, widens definition of employee. The National Labor Relations Board, with a Democratic majority, restored a standard that counts more workers as employees rather than contractors. Backers of companies like Uber and Lyft have argued that rideshare drivers should be considered contractors partly because of the opportunities they have for potential profit.